This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Good evening to everybody. I'm Mrs. Sutapa Sarkar. I'm a teacher by profession. With due respect, sir, I wish to ask you a question. How is karma and moksha defined in Islam? And how is it indifferent while in practice?
Sister asked the question that how is karma and moksha defined in Islam? Karma, sister, in the Hindu scriptures means deed. The deed that you do, action, it should be followed according to dharma. And the Hindu scholars, they believe in a philosophy known as samskara, the cycle of birth, and death, known as reincarnation or the theory of transmigration of soul. And they believe that whatever karma you do, if you do good deeds, in the next life you'll be born of a higher level. If you do bad deeds, in the next life you'll be born of a lower level. If you do good deeds, you'll be born like a human being. If bad deeds, maybe like an animal, like a rat, like a cat, or like a cockroach. And only if there are no things, there are no balance of good or bad, then you get moksha from the cycle of samskara, birth and death. This is the philosophy of the Hindu scholars. But this is nowhere mentioned in the Veda. Is nowhere mentioned in the Vedas, the highest authorities. They do try and derive it from Bhagavad Gita, which is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2, verse number 22, that like a body changes clothes and puts on new clothes, same way a soul puts on a new body. In the Hindu scriptures, there's a mention of Punarjanam in the Vedas. Book number 10, Hymn number 16, verse number 4-5. Punar means next, Janam means life. Next life. We believe in next life. We believe we came in this world once, we'll only come once. We were alive before, Allah caused us to die. We came in this world, again we'll die, again we'll be resurrected in the next world. So we believe in this world, Islam believe we'll come once, and then we'll be resurrected, raised up alive in the next year after. Depending upon a good and bad deeds, you go to hell or heaven, swarga narak. This is what the Vedas say. But they could not realize, the Hindu scholars, that how come some people are born deaf, some people blind, some people poor, some people rich, some people healthy. So God cannot do injustice. So they came up with this philosophy of cycle of birth, death, transmigration of soul, which is nowhere mentioned in the Veda. Even Bhagavad Gita, when it says, you throw away your old clothes and put new clothes, same way the soul throws away the body and puts a new body, once, I've got no objection. Once you die, again you're resurrected. But Islam has a reply for the query. Because the Hindu scholars could not agree that how can God be unjust? Some people born deaf, some people healthy, some people with heart disease, some people rich, some people poor. Islam believes, Allah says in Surah Mulk, chapter number 16, verse number 2, Allazi khalaqal mauta wal hayata. It is Allah who has given death and life to test which of you is good indeed. So this life is a test for the hereafter. Now some people are born rich, some people are born poor. The rich people, the Quran says, you have to give zakat. Whatever saving you have, more than the 85 grams of gold, more than nisab, 2.5% zakat, every lunar you have to give. The rich person may give, may not give. He may give half. He may get 100% marks, may get 50%. If he doesn't give, he'll get zero. For the poor man, he doesn't have to give zakat. He gets 100 out of 100 in zakat. We tere gareeb insaan hai. Gareeb kya usko 100 out of 100 mila zakat mein. In zakat, therefore Prophet said, it is easier for a poor man to go to Jannah than a rich man. The rich man will say, oh, I don't have to give so much zakat, I may have to give, I may not have to give. If he's the best, maximum will get 100 out of 100. For the poor man, already full marks. So everyone is tested in different ways. Some people are born healthy, some people are born with congenital heart defects. We don't believe he's born with a disease because he sinned in the last life. It's a test for the hereafter. Not that he had sinned. Maybe it's a test for the parents. Allah says in Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse number 28, your wealth and your children are a test for you. Maybe Allah wants to test the parents. They are very pious. And he gives birth to children who have congenital heart disease. Someone will say, oh, I don't believe in God. Those are very good parents. May say, yet I believe in God. Allah is testing. The greater the test, the higher the reward. Maybe Allah wants to give them Jannat Firdaus. Like if you pass a graduation, you get a BA or a BSc or a BCom. If you pass MBBS, you get doctor. Difficult to pass MBBS than normal BA. But difficult the test, higher the degree. So we believe no one is born sinful. Everyone is born masoom. But in the Hindu philosophy of the scholars, not of the scripture, they believe that you come in this world again and again. If you do good deeds as a human being, bad deeds as a lower being, this the Vedas never believe. And furthermore, logically, if you analyze today, sister, the crime is increasing or decreasing? Increasing or decreasing? Crime is increasing or decreasing? Increasing. Is the population of human beings increasing or decreasing? Increasing. So logically, if the crime is increasing, the human population should decrease. It is not. So that proves that this philosophy is wrong. And furthermore, refer to my video cassette, Similarities Between Hinduism and Islam, for more details on this subject.